When you're not in Athens, Georgia, do you ever like to travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you go?
France.
You go to France. You've been there many times. What do you like best about going to Paris?
The food, especially the escargot.
Escargot. You like the snails, that's true. Yeah, what else do you like to eat in French restaurants? We'll start there.
Beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon, yes. And you also have learned, luckily it took a while, you've learned to like French bread. So if you walked into a boulangerie, if you went into a French bakery, what would you order?
Une baguette, s'il vous plaît.
Very good. Yes, so that's great. Yeah, we go to France. Why do we go to France often in summers?
To teach.
We go there to do research for our teaching. Oops. Sometimes we've taught. Sometimes we've taught summer school just a couple times or give guest lectures someplace. But yeah, Kathy's a French professor, so she can do research at her library. And what do I work on?
Film.
Yeah, my specialty is French cinema. So I can go to lots of movies there and go to the archives, and then you get to hang out with one of us when the other one's working. So what do you and I do for fun most of the time there, do you think, that you appreciate the most?
Going to train stations.
We do go to a lot of train stations. Do you have a favorite?
I like all.
You like all the gares, all the train stations. Gare du Nord, Montparnasse. And how do you get from place to place in Paris usually?
You ride the metro.
The metro, that subway is great. And what do you like about riding the trains? Because you used to be afraid of certain sounds. And when you were the first time we ever went, you were only 8 years old. We were afraid you'd think it was too noisy to get in the metro and the subway. But you loved it. What do you love about it?
How it moved.
Yeah, you like the moving and some of the noises. We also went through that tunnel. Do you remember that one train?
Eurostar.
Oh, the Eurostar. That's right. What was silly that time? I remember you were laughing so hard at one point.
Somebody throwing crumbs.
Can you explain what's going on with crumbs?
A guy was sneezing.
Oh, and then some guy sneezed. Oh, he woke you up. You were sleeping with your head in your mom's lap, and she kept waiting for you to wake up, but you were sound asleep. And she was really hungry, so she finally decided, okay, I got to eat my sandwich. So she was carefully trying to eat her sandwich, and some guy sneezed the loudest sneeze across the aisle we'd ever heard. It woke you up, and all of a sudden you thought, hey, what's going on in my hair? And what had happened?
Somebody dropping crumbs.
She had dropped some crumbs in your hair, and I just remember you laughed and laughed at the sneeze and the crumbs, and you had just a lovely day. So what questions do you have for me anymore?
Why do you teach film?
Ooh, yeah, that's terrific. Well, when I was in French class, I had this terrific teacher. And one day she said, you know, you work so hard in French culture stuff. You always like the movies. She said, why don't you take some film classes? I'm like, film classes? You can take classes in that? So I went over to Communication Arts Department. I went to class there, and they were just wonderful. So I not only got to specialize in cinema, and in way back in 1980, when I went to France for a whole year, back then there were no cell phones and you couldn't email, so I would write letters home and stuff. But I got to meet some of the most important professors in the world. So yeah, I love movies, and I love French movies, and gotten to meet a lot of really important people by going to film festivals and conferences and meet people I never thought I'd meet, one of whom you know. Have you ever met a French movie director?
Agnes Varda.
Agnes Varda. We've known Agnes Varda now for quite a while. And Agnes likes you. And first time I met her at a conference, you had just had a dangerous surgery and talked about you. And ever since, every time I see her, now she's 90 years old, every time I see her, she asks, how is my Sophie? So yeah, that's good. You ask about my work. I know you get tired of us talking about it a lot. Kathy and I talk about the university a lot. But it's great. It's what we do, and it gives us a lot of chance to go travel.